Our Bible reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, starting at verse 1. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Susie. It's time to welcome in our preacher, Tim, is going to bring us home and land us on the end of our sermon. So it's good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everybody.
Great to have you with us. I'm going to duck out and leave us all in your hands.
Thank you. Okay, so let's start with a prayer. And let's just thank you, Jesus, for all your instructions. Thank you for your rich detail, for your interesting guidance for your future in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. It actually says in the first verse, Jesus told this story to his disciples that they should pray always and never give up. We are his disciples, and that is the instruction. So the question is, how do we take on the mindset of this persistent widow whom Jesus is using to illustrate this discipline of prayer? If we are unsure about the meaning of persistence, other recognized Bible translations quote the unjust judge as saying, "So she won't eventually come and attack me," or "In case I'm beaten black or blue," or "In case she wears me out," as well as "In case there is no end to her embarrassing me," which all allude to this widow's continuous onslaught in the pursuit of justice. I've been persistent with my bonsai trees for the last 25 years. Each winter, they require repotting, which generally means 2 days in the wet and cold, training the roots. And during the summer months, they need watering every evening without fail to prevent them from dying of thirst. It's not a hobby without commitments. In our Lent sermon series, we have been examining Pete Gregg's book through the lens of our Bible readings for Lent. Something Pete Gregg would applaud, as he reminds us that all things attributed to God's business should be biblically tested. Most of the book I have found edifying and encouraging, whilst other parts I have found more challenging to embrace. I have a prayer life that is persistent and structured, as I have mentioned before. I have to make it a quiet time with no distractions, which starts with Bible reading of about 20 minutes. After reading the Bible and commentary — the commentary matters to me as it draws out thoughts and insights from the Bible — I start to pray. Whilst I cannot connect to God at will — I'm pretty sure that would be odd, or maybe even blasphemous — with a little focus, I can usually work my way out of the shopping list and the mental to-do post-it notes and into a place of reverence. During Bible reading, I have been urged to memorize verses of the Bible. The praise line in Revelation chapter 4, verse 8, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come," speaks to me as a way of focusing on whom I'm talking with. The phrase, "Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on us," has now entered my prayer focus lexicon thanks to Helen Kostick's recent preaching. And I have used, and I still do use, sections from our Sunday liturgy, particularly when asking for forgiveness. I generally use some form of structure, and that might be the Acts mnemonic from my Alpha course, or the prayer mnemonic from Pete Gregg's books. Sometimes I start my prayers with the Lord's Prayer, adding my own confessions and concerns after each topic. And I have a list, currently dated October 2025, but I'm not sure how that reflects on my persistence. I can't say I'm big on prophetic words or visions, and I only ever catch the fleeting tail end of my dreams. But during times of persistent prayer, I have been moved to read and reread passages and chapters from the Bible, and even memorize some verses. During COVID, I had a strong sense that memorizing Psalm 23 was the right thing to do. That might all sound a bit dramatic now, but knowing the provision that God promises whilst the shadow of death casts its doom all around was truly uplifting. And later on, it was Psalm 100 that I was called to memorize, which recounts of how we can rejoice in praise of our God. I might not see visions or sense words for others, but I do know I can talk to God and Jesus is leading me in my prayer life. Whilst reading Pete Gregg's book, my mind ruminated on the last verse of today's gospel reading, where Jesus asks, "But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith?" Wondering of who those were with Jesus might come to lose their faith, I was urged to look up a similar theme in the Bible that had struck me in the past. This was John chapter 6, verse 60 to 70, where it says in verse 66, "At this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him." And to be honest, this did cause me some alarm. However, I was surprised when I went to talk to Andrew about it, and when consulting him on my concerns, that he told me he saw this as a completely different light, and he could focus only on verse 68 of that passage, which reads, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know that you are the Holy One of God." So reading and rereading the Bible, corporate worship, joining in groups and group work like our book club, asking other Christians for their insight into biblical text is powerful stuff. And having a structured prayer life helps us build up persistence and places us in front of our just and loving God. And just as my persistence in repotting and watering my bonsai trees keeps them healthy, Jesus tells us that a persistent prayer life will reward us in a relationship where he will hear us and act on our behalf. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for hearing us when we pray. Thank you for leading us in our lives with you. Amen.
Amen.